I'd like to say first, the first impression of our rookie orientation camp is we're off to a good start. It's been a long 2 days, particularly for the players. We had a number of guys that had travel issues yesterday, but we were able to start on time last night as far as completing all the physicals and what our meetings that concluded and giving them an opportunity to get back and get into their playbooks. And today we spent the morning hours going through the orientation aspects of our program, starting in the weight room and, you know, the introduction by the trainers and equipment and so forth all the way through. And then obviously we were able to just practice. So comparing today's work to prior years, we're a little bit ahead as far as what we've accomplished. So that's a tribute to this group of players. So we feel like we're off to a good start in this evaluation phase for this weekend. So with that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, what's your first impressions on Eddie Lacy?
I mean, Eddie Lacy, he definitely is very smooth. You can see the things, particularly in the run game, that he did at Alabama. You know, he was very well coached there, and just his comfort in the inside-outside zone footworks. You know, that was my first impression watching him and the team run and the running back ball handling drills. So I'm glad he's here.
Could you talk about the quarterbacks and just maybe how much BJ has improved since he was here last time? Or is this challenge and just the challenge that Matt faces?
Well, I mean, we had one practice today, but BJ Coleman, and really I look for that whole group of second-year players that are able to participate in this weekend's camp. You look for them to be a cut above. It's a real indicator that the coaching staff and the personnel department pays a lot of attention to. You know, because if they're not, then that's obviously not a positive sign. So, and I thought BJ exhibited that today. You know, just as far as the command in the huddle, you know, where to go with the football and doing the things. Because obviously he's been here going through the off-season program with the rest of the football team. So, you know, based on what I saw, I was pleased.
Like, how much of the playbook do you give your offensive and defensive guys in terms of installation? And then how much of this is about football and how much of it is more about culture and orientation?
I'd say it's about 40-50% about culture, orientation, and you know, 50-60% about football. Just our experience going through the weekend, it's important that the players clearly understand the expectations that they have put on them, just not with football, but everything, how they conduct themselves in the locker room, how they conduct themselves in the cafeteria, how they conduct themselves at the hotel, transportation provided for them at this period and when they're responsible for transportation, housing. So we lay out the whole gamut. There's a security presentation. There's a public relations presentation. I heard they were awesome today in the locker room with you guys, so I'm sure I'll read about that tomorrow. So we cover all those things, and then really today is such a tough day because they don't get to the football actually on the field till 4 o'clock, and I'm always concerned about cramping and things like that. So we had some guys tighten up there at the end. So this is a real challenging day for them, and actually tomorrow you'll see the practice improve because it's the first thing you do in the morning. But we try to make sure we cover all the things that you wish you had time to cover. You know, just as far as, you know, how do you get in the building? You know, I mean, if you want to get over here early, and it's just based the way our cafeteria and our treatment setup, it's a 24/7 operation, you know, for our players. So we take the time to go through that. They spent a lot of time with Rob Davis. I mean, our player program, we feel is the best, the best around, and Rob Davis spends a lot of time with this class.
What are your expectations and hopes for both Lacy and Franklin? And what did you see?
Well, really, I'll tell you my expectations for every young man that dressed today, and it's what I told him last night. I went through the specifics of our roster, how many first-rounders are on our team, how many second-, third-rounders on our team, and the makeup of, 50% of our football team is a sixth-, seventh-round draft pick and free agents. So, and frankly, I've changed the philosophy of our program. And I told him that last night. We've been noted as a draft and develop football team, but we're really a draft or undrafted and develop football team. And that's what the facts show and something we take a lot of pride in. We have great trust and belief in our personnel department, and it's our responsibility as a coaching staff to get these young men developed and fit into our program. So every player here has an opportunity.
Do you sense that gives some of those low-round guys, undrafted guys, hope? Can you actually do that?
Hey, I'll tell you what. I've been known to get emotional, but we have a videotape, and the history and the tradition of the Green Bay Packers and the way it ends is so unique. And if I was one of them, I think I would have jumped out of my chair and ran. I'd have been like the Lion and the Wizard and all balls. I would have jumped right out the window. You know, it just gets me every time I watch it. We've been doing it for a couple of years. So it's clearly, I think if you'd ask them to play, ask any player that's in that locker room, they all feel they have a chance, regardless if they were drafted or undrafted.
Must have 30 or 40 guys here on tryouts. I guess, how do those guys separate themselves to get a contract? Is it just merely a matter of this guy looked the best, let's sign him up, or is there something beyond that?
Well, the evaluation process, you know, started throughout their college career, so obviously they're grading and what the personnel department feels about the player is the starting point. You know, then if the coach has also written report, you know, so my point is there's history, and then there's actually the ability to watch what they do over the weekend. That's why it's important to get three good practices with as much different fundamental work as you can. The team drills are always a stress because, you know, each year the dynamic of the roster, the makeup of the roster is different. You know, you may have more receivers one year than other years, so you're a bit challenged there. So we try to formulate the reps the right way to make sure we're getting a clean evaluation on everybody here. So, because it seems like I'm asked this question yearly. I mean, this camp isn't set up to bring guys in and look at your draft picks. That's not. This camp's about giving everybody an opportunity, because you know we've been very successful at that.
Ron Wolf used to say this. You know, a camp like this, you can't rule anybody in, but you can rule people out potentially from what you see. But can guys make a really strong first impression? I know you can't do a whole lot of evaluating, mm-hmm. but whether it was Desmond Moses last year or Jared Boykin, who was a tryout guy, I mean, are there guys that by Sunday, after you start watching more of the film from practice, you'll have a really strong opinion about?
Absolutely, matter? And then there were some today. You know, I mean, Pease from Kansas State, he jumped out there on that run. I mean, that's a big-time cut. You know, I mean, I thought it was Eddie Lacy, just the way he dropped his weight and hit the hole. So, you know, those are the things you look for. But, you know, you spend more time on the video than you normally do in camps like this because you really want to make sure you watch every play, you watch every guy, and make sure you have a clean evaluation because, you know, you don't want to have someone here that, you know, that you move on quickly and then they go on and obviously, you didn't give them a clean opportunity. And that happens too. But the reality is that you're looking for players that fit. And I told the players the same thing. Fit's a two-way street. So just if it doesn't work out here, you may fit somewhere else. So, you know, this is an opportunity for competition. I mean, that's the theme of the weekend. And I expect every one of them to grab a hold of that opportunity, and we're off to a good start.
Mike, you had Treader at right tackle and Bakhtiari at left tackle today mostly. Is that just because of the numbers you have in this camp, or is that the way you're going to start building up?
Yeah, we're not playing positions today. I mean, frankly, we'll probably switch them tomorrow. I mean, we'll talk about that tonight and probably more in the morning. So it's really, once again, evaluation.
Guy.
I mean, I know people looked at him that way, projected him that way. So, I mean, we'll see. I mean, we're not making any decisions today.
Mike, I think you guys ended up signing 9 guys today. These past 2 years, has there been a benefit to that at all, getting those things taken care of for you guys on the field and having those guys already signed up and, you know, having that kind of –
You know, frankly, from a coaching standpoint, it never bothered me. I mean, I really didn't – I don't think I've ever asked if a player had signed his contract, really, till you get to training camp, when it's or close to training camp, because I understand it's a process. You know, there's a negotiation that they go through. Now, obviously, since the CBA, the new CBA, it's different. It's easier and it moves along faster. So, to answer your question, I think it's a lot easier on the player.
Mike,
you know, he's got that done. It's behind him, and he can focus on football.
What was your first impression of Jonathan Franklin's
game? You know, just really what you saw on film. You know, he's it's very natural to him. I'm excited to watch him catch some punts tomorrow, just because of the way the practice was structured today. He did not have an opportunity to catch the punts, so I think he's an excellent fit for us.
Any first impressions on Dayton?
Yeah, I'm glad he's here. You know, I mean, it's you know, Dayton and Jonathan actually got in late last night and had a chance to sit down after the meetings and spend some time with them. So two fine young men, and both very talented. So you know, Jim Moore is a heck of a football coach that I've had the opportunity to compete against in the past, and you can see Jimmy's really made a, you know, an impression, and has got that program off to a great start. And I mean, that's something I had a chance to share. We had a chance to talk about last night. So just very impressed with the way they have been prepared for the NFL. So I think they'll be fine.
Two more. Is UCLA's 3-4 scheme very similar to what Dom runs? Because Dayton was talking about it.
Yeah, Dayton hit the lottery in a number of different ways. I mean, it's the same terminology. So, you know, Lou Spanos, the defensive coordinator, is someone that grew up in the system in Pittsburgh and does a great job. And so the terminology will be pretty seamless for him.
We hear about how for wide receivers the transition from college to the pros can be really tough. What's your first impression of Dorsey and Johnson, where they are along the path?
Well, they definitely look like they have the movement skills. I mean, that's something you always look for in perimeter guys. You know, their ability to drop their weight, the athletic ability, and so forth. So, I like what I've seen so far. Frankly, I spent more time with the defense today.
Jason, last one.
Mike, I know you guys don't do the hazing stuff and whatever else, because rookies are so important. But maybe this happened last year. Maybe I forgot. But were there as many veteran guys in the building during the rookie camp the first day? As this year, I saw Aaron and Marco and Clay.
Yeah,
it's just interesting to hear, like, Nate Palmer say, I saw Clay Matthews, and I didn't know what I should say to him. Is there some value to have those guys in the building at the same time?
I mean, that's a good observation. Number one, our schedule with the veterans this year is different than last year. So we call it phase two. We refer to it as an IPW workout. It's a format that we've done in the past that we've carried over to this phase two. So, frankly, for the coaches, it was like coaching two teams today. So, you know, we had the offensive players in the weight room at 7:30, and then we had our practice on the field at 8:30, and then the defense was in the weight room, and then we had to practice the defense after that. So, and then we had to flip and turn around and had the team meeting with the rookies and kind of do it all over again. So it was really having the veterans in the morning. And so I was interested to see the interaction, because I think it's important, you know, it's – to see those guys interact. So it was, I definitely like this format better than last year.